of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our
USA Radio News.
Reverend Billy Graham became the fourth civilian to lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol today. His body received at a ceremony attended by President Donald Trump, the Vice President, and other lawmakers, including Congressman Kevin McCarthy, who shares his thoughts on Reverend Graham.
Billy Graham, when you look back, he was an individual that reached across the aisle to all presidents, and he's an individual that deserves the right to lie in honor, and I think you'll find many members of Congress there today to pay their respects to a man that did so much for this nation and this world.
Today was the first day back for students at Madre Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. This after a school shooting took the lives of 17 people there and injured many others. Broward County Schools Superintendent Robert Runcie talked about how the day went for students and what it was like.
Today we gave our students a lot of opportunity to get reacquainted. It felt like almost like a family reunion.
This is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Russia has violated its duty to guarantee the destruction of Syria's chemical weapons and prevent the Assad government from using poison gas, according to the United States Today. State Department spokesman Heather Nauert joined Fox News to talk about just who will be held accountable.
Russia and Syria will be held responsible for its chemical weapons attacks on innocent civilians in eastern Ghouta. As a mother, as an American, I have seen and we have all seen the horrific activities on the part of the regime of Bashar al-Assad. Russia continues to prop up that regime.
Dick's Sporting Goods CEO Ed Stack told Good Morning America today that they will stop selling semi-automatic rifles and impose an age requirement to purchase any guns. Stack explains the move.
As we looked at what happened down in Parkland, and we were so disturbed and saddened by what happened, we felt we really needed to do something. And so we've decided not to sell these assault weapons any longer in any of our stores.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are sick and tired of seeing NFL players disrespecting the flag by kneeling during our sacred national anthem, then you need to show your American pride and appreciation for the Stars and Stripes. Let everyone know that you understand and appreciate what the flag and anthem represent to our country. You can do this by wearing a Stand for the Flag and Kneel for the Cross t-shirt from Patriot Depot. Go to patriotdepot.com/standandkneel to get yours today. Don't forget to use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
The world record holder for Big Mac eating is set to break the 30,000 barrier, and he's vowed to continue scoffing down those Big Macs until the day he dies. Don Gorski is from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. He's a retired school teacher. He talks about how this whole Big Mac craze got started.
As soon as I got my first car, this is the first place I came to. I bought three Big Macs, so I ate 265 in the first month.
Gorski also talks about how many Big Macs he eats on a daily basis now.
Usually it's two a day. Okay, now last year I ate 741 last year. Okay, well that's more than two a day. So that means there's days I ate three, but that's because they're getting smaller. It's probably 90% of my solid diet is probably a Big Mac.
Worth noting, Gorski entered the Guinness Book of World Records last year after devouring his 28,788th Big Mac in front of judges, and Gorski says he hopes to reach 40,000 Big Macs. For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, folks, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. Today's topic happens to be, it's actually all about color and the use of color. We're trying to stream. We're having a little issue here with the streaming, so let's work on that. And then we'll have a lot to do with today's forecast, which is absolutely beautiful today. So let's take a look. It says the National Weather Service is telling me that currently it's 60 degrees in February, which is amazing, right? Mostly sunny today. High of, it says 59, but we're at 60. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 38. On Thursday, there's a 60% chance of rain likely with a high of 56. Thursday night, 100% chance of rain. Low of 38. On Friday, rain and breezy, 90% chance. I think there's some sort of a nor'easter supposedly coming with a high of 42. Friday night, rain and breezy, then chance of rain, snow showers. I thought we were out of the woods here, people, with a low of 35 degrees. On Saturday, there is a chance of snow showers. Wow, this is not going the way I thought. With a high of 45, Saturday night, there's a low of 32, just mostly cloudy. And then Sunday, it's a beautiful sunny day with a high of 44 degrees. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We meet here each Wednesday from 2 to 3 o'clock and talk about all things design, everything related to your home or your office or your commercial space, colors, textures, shapes, and we often bring you live guests with different resources, places to go, things to try. Today we have a lot of visual aids with us. We're going to talk about some things you could do to add color to your home. There's sort of a new look to homes where the backdrop is more neutral, but then the pops of color are much more important. I'm going to bring some of those to talk about. We're going to take a couple commercial messages. We'll see if we can get streaming here on Facebook, and we'll have much more of our show right after this. Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, contractor, and home stager for the past 21 years. I have two locations, one right here in the Hunterdon County area in Ringo's, and that's at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. I'm in a 6,000-square-foot space with Bruce Brodak from Flemington Fan and Lighting, who's been in the area for 30 years. I have wonderful pieces of furniture, accessories, gift items, and so on. I also have a location north, and that is in Maplewood, New Jersey, in beautiful downtown Maplewood Village. And that's 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Four rooms there of different accessories, furniture, things for your home. Great candles and a lot of stuff for spring, succulents, things that are in beautiful picture frames. To go to either one of my locations, call us at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. We're now doing gift certificates, which is a wonderful gift for a housewarming, birthday gift, any sort of occasional gift to give a design gift certificate. You get a beautiful certificate, and it's wrapped in a lovely box. So something to do as a gift that's a little bit different, maybe a wedding gift even. So again, to reach Maven Hill Designs at any time, it's 908-884-0770. I do believe we are streaming now on Facebook Live, which is a good thing, and we'll continue on our show. Our topic today is the use of color. So I was starting to say earlier in the broadcast, the look of design has changed a lot. In previous years, we went through a period of time. Well, it actually started that colors of walls were basically sort of off-white, and we had wood molding that was stained. That was sort of the 70s. Then the 80s came in, it started to change a little bit, and we saw more painted trim. But in the early days, the trim was more of sort of a cream or an off-white color. And then we started to see the pastel colors in the 80s that sort of came in, your pinks, your pale blues, and so on. And then the 90s came in, and then saturated colors, burgundies, rusts, navies, olives, gold was very popular, came in. And now we're in a different trend where the colors, again, are neutral. The trim is no longer cream. It's actually a very bright white. In fact, I use Super White, Benjamin Moore Super White, and the competitive color at Sherwin-Williams more than any other color for trim. And often my walls are just a pale gray, different shades of gray. But it is with that sort of neutral backdrop that the pop colors, the accessories, have to have a lot of color and make a statement to make a room work. And that's what we're going to talk about, because I do see in all my magazines, Design New Jersey magazine, Traditional Home, Veranda, and then also on House and Pinterest, I'm starting to see a return of color, which is kind of a nice thing. Last year I did a series, I do speak publicly at different events, women's clubs, religious organizations, and I give talks. And often they are what's trending. And last year's topic was called the new neutrals and layering grays, beiges, and earth tones to bring the look together. This year it's changed a little bit. Again, the backdrop is very neutral, but then the pops of color really, really are very popular this year. And it starts with the outside of a house. A funny thing's happening, particularly in Maplewood, South Orange, Millburn, in the area that I spend some of my time in with my store up there, is I'm noticing that people are painting their outside of their houses. They were doing it in the fall, and now because it's been so nice, I even see some of the painting being done already now, where people are changing out their look. And I consistently see people painting the body of their house gray, all shades of gray, but a lot of them a very dark gray, like a graphite or a charcoal gray color to the house, a dark gray house with white trim, super white or white trim, black shutters, and then at the front door, a pop of color. It just seems to be a trend. Now, I am seeing lighter grays, different types of grays, blue grays, but for the most part, mostly seeing dark grays, like a charcoal gray, a Chelsea gray, which is a Benjamin Moore color, or just a general dark gray color, white trim, black shutters, and then a pop at the front door. Orange is a very big pop color right now, seeing a lot of orange. In fact, my article this month in Design New Jersey magazine, orange was the pop color. We did the front door and the garage door in a shade of orange. But that sort of turquoise or Tiffany box blue are really popular as a color with the dark charcoal gray. They're really nice together, and you're seeing that pop or the return of color, but small, just in the door against a lot of neutral. Another pop color that's very popular is sort of a citrus or lime green. And I would say probably that's my favorite of the pop colors for outside. There's a house in Maplewood off of Walton that I love. I look at it and photograph it often. And it's an old colonial, but it's been updated a lot with great shrubbery and sort of more modernized, but it works well with the architecture of the house. And the front door is a six light front door. And it's sort of a really nice, rich lime green with great pots that are sort of zinc and a boxwood in each. And the body of the house is gray. And that pop really leads you into the front door and works well with all those dark neutrals. Really nice pop color. All shades of blue are acceptable as pop colors. I am seeing a return of a plum or sort of a purple color. Not as popular as the orange, the teal, and the green. Even red, which is sort of come out a little bit out of fashion, I'm seeing a return of a little bit of a pop of red. On an all-gray background, a dark gray, a pop of red can be very nice. And then, of course, the yellow, the sort of bright yellow against the grays, has just natural synergy. But pop color starting from the outside of the house, I'm saying consistently. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with a lot more of Modern Design right after this.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Modern Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
We are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I've been in the industry of design for the past, and construction, for the past 21 years. I got my start with my father's business, Scuderi Construction, but I was always more interested in the finishes, the final touch, the molding, the trim, how you finished off that box that started out as a square or a rectangular box, and then completed it and really turned it into something. So my business became more about the finishes, the kitchens, the bathrooms, the details, and you know, all the architectural stuff, and then the fine furnishings at the end. So we're going to talk about today, which our topic, and that is color is back. But I do want to clarify that the backdrop is neutral. So we're picking a neutral wall color. We're picking hardwood floors or a neutral floor color, white trim, white ceilings, and then a pop of color. So I'm going to give you some ways to add those pops of color and to make your place look current and fresh, not only for spring, but also for all time. So I'm going to start by something simple of adding color, and that is draperies. And draperies are a terrific way to add color because often if you have 9-foot ceilings, that's a lot of fabric. So if you have 2, 4, 6 windows and each side of each window has a panel or drapery of a solid color or a pattern, you're getting a lot of color in your space. So often it's an inexpensive thing to do. Now they have beautiful off-the-rack draperies that are easy to access, easy to put up, and easy to take care of. So the first one I'm going to show you is a simple linen panel that I did in a house recently. This is off the rack. This is not custom. So I'm going to see if we can get this on camera here. And this is a simple sort of a peridot green drapery fabric. And if you, I can get it a little bit closer, you'll see there's sort of a geometric design to it. And the room I did this in, the walls were a color called a Stonington gray with white trim. And our pops in the room happen to be sort of this Granny Smith apple green. And they really work very well together. Grays and greens have a natural synergy. And they are, even though I'm using cool tones, it looks very warm and very and wonderful together. In this case, I did it in a dining room. And then I took a bowl that the homeowner already had in the center of the table and filled it with Granny Smith green apples that were the centerpiece of the table with really nice white hurricane candles, and the whites and the grays and the greens really came together lovely. So drapery panels are a way to do that. And if you stick with grays, greens, and blues, you're safe to be very much in style. So I'm going to show you a different linen panel. So that was the sort of peridot green panel that we talked about. We're going to talk about using blues. Blues are more popular than they've ever been before. This is a linen panel. It might not film that well, but this is sort of a soft blue linen drapery panel, 96 inches. When we hang drapery panels now, we want to have the longer length, 95 or 96 inches, and we don't want to hang them on the trim of the window anymore. We want to hang them just below the molding, the crown molding, actually on the sheetrock. Sometimes you need to build out from that with a shim or something behind it to build it out to accommodate the framework of the window. But we want to hang our drapery panels, our freestanding drapery panels, high. Now, also with drapery panels today, they're different than they used to be. A lot of times drapery panels had a lot of more expensive because they had a lot of extra fabric because they were on rings and they opened and closed. People aren't doing that as much now. Windows are open. Sometimes there's no window treatments on windows or a simple solar shade. But often I do in formal rooms like a dining room, a living room, or a master bedroom, I'll do a stationary panel. That is just the one width on each side just to frame the window and make the window look a little bit bigger. And that's an opportunity to introduce some new color. So the first one we did, the color was the sort of peridot or apple green. The second one was sort of a light blue, and we paired that beautiful blue around the room that we did in the second case. It was a bedroom. The bedding was all in shades of grays and blues, and it was really kind of pretty together. So keep in mind about window treatments, your under treatments. If you have some sort of a blind or a blackout shade, you want to have them always white facing the outside. If you have a bedroom that's in the front of the house or a room that's in the front of the house, you want to make sure whatever underneath is white. Do you ever go past the house and in the kid's bedroom they have sort of pink drapes or something and you see that against the front of a window in a center hall colonial? It really ruins the look. You want to have everything out that faces out be white, and then just have the color in your treatments on the inside. Very important that we line things with a white lining, and then the outside happens to be some sort of a beautiful color. The next way that you can bring some color into your space is pillows. Pillows are a great way to change it. I know people that seasonally change their pillows. It's an inexpensive thing to do. It's probably a thing to do for cleanliness because pillows get very germy and dirty over time. So bring some wonderful pillows into your space and bring some color. Now, one of the colors that I haven't talked about that's really making a comeback is coral. We're seeing sort of a retro kind of a Miami look done differently now with shades of teal and coral again paired with grays, but they have a very different look this time around. So in this example, I just took an inexpensive, live radio. I took an inexpensive coral pillow here and we did a set of, I think about 8 of them on a wonderful gray sofa, and then we put them on the two chairs. And bringing some coral into an all-gray room, a neutral room, really brought a pop. And in that case, this was a living room in a townhouse, and we brought the coral in as the accent color. And I have some beautiful coral glass in the space and a cabinet. But the pop of coral was really lovely in the space and brought it in sort of a modernness to it, but also some beautiful, beautiful color. See if we can get closer on there. That's just sort of a pinstripe to it. But they're in mass, those 8 pillows really made a statement, not very expensive. Also, you can pair a solid pillow with a patterned pillow, and that's sort of a nice thing to do. In this case, I've taken a second pillow here, which we did not do in that particular house, but we took a second pillow here which is more of a botanical pillow. And things that are very natural are very popular right now. And you see that the colors sort of carry together. I don't know how much you'll be able to see on video here, that you'll have the botanical pillow with a little bit of coral in it, and then you'll have the solid pillow, or the more solid pillow, I should say, in the back. And that's the way you have a beautiful, in this case, they had a sort of a tan sofa, which didn't have much color at all. And just adding two different wonderful pillows and pillows around made a difference. So we have the beautiful shades of coral and the shades of green and yellow, and we were able to do a pop with this. No gray in this at all. We sort of had all sort of neutrals. We had a pale sort of a yellowy cream color on the walls. But this brought the palette together a little bit with the artwork and the throws. It really looked quite nice. So again, you don't have to spend a fortune to feather your nest and to make things a little bit more modern. Another thing that you can do if you have the budget, which I didn't get to talk about before, was to add color using new fabrics to actually fabricate something, whether it be a valance, whether it be a make a duvet for your bed and there's a color you like. I'm ordering today for one of my clients' beautiful faux silk, because we're going to do her dining room drapes. This color is sort of a really pretty sort of a blue-green color, and it's a faux silk, so it's very easy to take care of. It doesn't get water spots on it, and it has sort of a rough texture. But once you have a theme color or a pop color, when you have a neutral, you can certainly do anything. Any sort of a color can, you know, bring a sort of a new inspiration into your space. Perhaps instead of blue, you're going to do you have a gray room and you're going to do yellow. Well, look at this. Look at this sort of pop of yellow, which would be wonderful with a gray tone in the space and create something different. Perhaps you're doing your master bedroom and you want to add an air of femininity to it. And we bring in sort of this sort of retro, sort of a fleshy tone pink to the space. It creates a mood because you're adding these panels of solid color, which against all the grays or the neutral tan tones, really add a lot to the space. So they really can change the look of a room, and they really can bring a lot to the table. Color is really everything. Color is the absorption of light. Pure color is actually white light, and the absence of color is black. So everything in between falls into a spectrum from cold to warm, and that's what color actually is. It's sort of energy, if you will. So when you're decorating a room, you want to create a balance. You wouldn't want to do very bright pink walls and then have pink bedding. You have to have a contrast. So if you're working with the grays, or the grays is that gray beige tone, you wouldn't want the trim to be that color. You want to show contrast. So we do a nice crisp white trim. We do a gray color on the walls, or a gray beige color on the walls. And then we add those pops, and the pops become really magical. They create a look. And it's funny, if you show somebody a gray room that has a pop of coral, they say, what color do you see? Coral. If you bring in a gray or a beige room and you do sort of a royal blue, what do they say? They see the blue. Their eye sort of goes towards that color, and it becomes quite important. So something very interesting. All right, we're just about at our halfway point in the news hour. I have a lot more for you. We're going to do bathrooms and hard surfaces and kitchens and bringing in pops of color. After this, we'll do our news, and we'll be back with plenty more of modern design right here on WHCR-DB in Flemington.
USA Radio News.
Reverend Billy Graham became the fourth civilian to lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol today. His body received at a ceremony attended by President Donald Trump, the Vice President, and other lawmakers, including Congressman Kevin McCarthy, who shares his thoughts on Reverend Graham.
Billy Graham, when you look back, he was an individual that reached across the aisle to all presidents, and he's an individual that deserves the right to lie in honor, and I think you'll find many members of Congress there today to pay their respects to a man that did so much for this nation and this world.
Today was the first day back for students at Madre Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, This after a school shooting took the lives of 17 people there and injured many others. Broward County Schools Superintendent Robert Runcy talked about how the day went for students and what it was like.
Today we gave our students a lot of opportunity to get reacquainted. It felt like almost like a family reunion.
This is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Russia has violated its duty to guarantee the destruction of Syria's chemical weapons and prevent the Assad government from using poison gas, according to the United States Today. State Department spokesman Heather Nauert joined Fox News to talk about just who will be held accountable.
Russia and Syria will be held responsible for its chemical weapons attacks on innocent civilians in eastern Ghouta. As a mother, as an American, I have seen and we have all seen the horrific activities on the part of the regime of Bashar al-Assad. Russia continues to prop up that regime.
Dick's Sporting Goods CEO Ed Stack told Good Morning America today that they will stop selling semi-automatic rifles and impose an age requirement to purchase any guns. Stack explains the move.
As we looked at what happened down in Parkland, and we were so disturbed and saddened by what happened, we felt we really needed to do something. And so we've decided not to sell these assault weapons any longer in any of our stores.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are sick and tired of seeing NFL players disrespecting the flag by kneeling during our sacred national anthem, then you need to show your American pride and appreciation for the Stars and Stripes. Let everyone know that you understand and appreciate what the flag and anthem represent to our country. You can do this by wearing a Stand for the Flag and Kneel for the Cross t-shirt from Patriot Depot. Go to patriotdepot.com/standandkneel to get yours today.
Don't forget to delay, that's all. I see that now. Okay. Because I wasn't seeing it in the moment as it was happening.
The world record holder for Big Mac eating is set to break the 30,000 barrier, and he's vowed to continue scoffing down those Big Macs until the day he dies. Don Gorski is from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. He's a retired school teacher. He talks about how this whole Big Mac craze got started.
As soon as I got my first car, this is the first place I came to. I bought three Big Macs, ate them out there, enjoyed them so much, and I came back about 5 o'clock at night, bought three more. Ate them out there. Came back around 11 o'clock before they closed and ate three more. So the first day I came here, I ate 9 Big Macs. And it was like I couldn't get enough hamburger at that time, and Big Macs are so good. So I ate 265 in the first month.
Gorski also talks about how many Big Macs he eats on a daily basis now.
Usually it's two a day. Okay, now last year I ate 741 last year. Okay, well that's more than two a day. So that means there's days I ate three, but that's because they're getting smaller. It's probably 90% of my solid diet is probably a Big Mac.
Worth noting, Gorski entered the Guinness Book of World Records last year after devouring his 28,788th Big Mac in front of judges, and Gorski says he hopes to reach 40,000 Big Macs. For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
And my name is Richard Scuderi, and we are doing Modern Design, as we do each Wednesday right here in beautiful downtown Flemington. It's a sunny and warm 60 degrees in February, which is wonderful, but also troubling, I think, a little bit. But we can't worry about things that we have no control over. Enjoy and try to get out today before the sun goes down, because it is just amazingly beautiful. Even a 10-minute walk sort of helps, I think, clear the mind a bit. Our topic today happens to be all about color and seeing a wonderful return of color back in decorating, both outside with pops of color at the front door. Also pots. I didn't mention pots. Beautiful planters around the door are kind of a nice thing to do. Maybe your house has a beautiful black front door and you don't want to change that. You can also add a pop of color in the planters. I saw over at J&M in Madison, New Jersey, near my North Jersey store, beautiful pots like I've never seen before for planting for spring, either on the deck in the back or outside your front door. Shades of peridot green, really beautiful. Shades of cobalt blue, really beautiful cobalt blue planters. Lots of different colors. Planters that are wood that are painted bright colors like teal. I sort of like a washed teal color. Copper and teal together. Lots of beautiful planters, and that's another way to bring some outside color into your space. Also, window boxes. I think people have forgotten about window boxes. That's a nice way to add some color to your space as well. Maybe a Victorian home and your home is gray and you want to add a color. Maybe put some plum, paint out some window boxes, a beautiful shade of plum, and then do sort of a green and plum planting in them in your lower windows on the planters with some trailing, maybe some lime colored trailing greens. That could be, you know, spectacular looking. So there are ways to add pop color to the outside other than just the door. But pops are important in a neutral backdrop. And then we talked a little bit about the inside of the home, starting with drapery panels, whether they be off the rack or made using a wonderful fabric. Pick a color. Each room should have its own, even if you go from room to room and every room is the same shade of gray, grayish, or tan or taupe. Go ahead and pick a pop color. It's a way to delineate the rooms and make them, you know, special. That's specifically true now because a lot of people have open floor plans. Either they have a newer house that has it already, or they're taking down walls. I see a lot of people in ranches and split levels are taking down all the interior walls. So one of the things that you want to do is sort of delineate a little bit by adding some different colors in different spaces, whether it be in the carpeting, which we haven't even talked about yet, or in the draperies. It does sort of set them apart slightly visually by color. Now you want the colors to coordinate and work well together, but it's a way to separate the space, sort of called color blocking, where you make off one area a specific color without changing the color of the sheetrock. So kind of important to do. So we talked about then adding pillows to a space that you can take your neutral sofa and your neutral walls and you can just work with some pillows and then change them out often and bring in some colors. And we looked at some different pillows that you can do. Let's actually talk about my next item, and it was just too cumbersome to bring the rug in that I wanted to bring today. But area rugs. I'm redoing my house right now, and I'm doing my dining room over, and I painted the walls a shade of a rich blue, Newburyport blue. The bottom is white. The chair rail is white. The picture frame molding is white. The ceiling is white. And then just a pop of this sort of neutral blue. I read an article last week in one of my trade magazines called Blue the New Neutral. Because there's not a lot of saturated colors out there anymore that are very colorful. I would say probably only pop color for wall color I'm seeing people do is actually shades of navy blue. Of course, there's light blues, but really dark sort of color like before, I would say navy blue or charcoal gray as saturated colors. But, you know, not a lot. So for me, my pop color is going to be citrus green. So I have a lot of shades of green around the room. And I was looking for, and am looking for a rug currently from different sources and thinking, what do I want to do for that rug? Do I want to bring some grays into the space or gray and green or like gray, blue, and green, and just sort of do it. You really have an opportunity when you have hardwood floors to really bring in your pop color with your rug. Very, very easy to do. Also, if you're in the dining room chairs, fabric is an amazing opportunity to bring in color. I think I'm probably going to do my my chairs in a navy, blue, and white geometric pattern. And then put the pop color in the rug. But it's a sense of balance. Keep in mind when you're working in a dining room, the things have to work together and there's a lot of different elements. Specifically in the dining room, if you do a rug that's basically a solid or just sort of a very simple texture, you want to make sure that your dining room chair is patterned so there's a sense of balance. if you do sort of a neutral chair, maybe you're doing, I'm seeing a lot of velvet reappearing, especially navy blue velvet. So if I were to do a navy blue velvet dining chair and have eight of them, then you want your carpet heavily patterned and bring in more than one color in that case when you have a solid as your chair. Again, decorating is a sense of balance. You want to have pattern, you want to have color, and you want to have texture. And those three things working together really make a space look beautiful. So rugs are another way to add space, area rugs. The trend also, too, is that the area rugs aren't as formal anymore. We're not seeing fringe on the rugs. We're not seeing very ornate rugs. We're seeing rugs with a lot of texture, things that have an aged look to them, things that look weathered a little bit, and lots of different colors, grays, but also a lot of pop colors. I saw a lot of rugs that had pops of yellow in them, lots of blues and greens and grays, really interesting rugs. The look of rugs is very different, and you can really transform a space, even if you keep your core furniture, by just putting a new area rug in place. Okay, so let's talk about hard surfaces, as I was telling you earlier, and that is bathrooms. So if you're up for a bathroom renovation maybe just a redo, or maybe you're picking out a new home and you want to pick surfaces, well, I'm seeing a lot of colored glass as an accent in bathrooms and in kitchens also, but more so in bathrooms these days. A lot of people are doing their backsplash in kitchens in sort of a linear, a 3x12 or a 4x12 sort of subway tile, or now stacked is very popular too for more contemporary, where they just go up and down on each other, but again, very linear, either 3x12 lower and linear, or now a new thing is coming in 4x12 or 4x10, because when you do stacked, it's a little bit of a better look if it's a little slightly less linear, but still, again, longer than it was before. But typically, they're doing that in white, so the pop colors come in the accessories. But in bathrooms, you're seeing tile very much in color. We're seeing more white vanities than we ever have before, and then just a pop. So I'm going to show you a project that I'm working on right now in Morristown, which is a mid-century modern, and the homeowners really want to have some fun with this bath and do something interesting on the floor. Very tiny bath. House was built in 1953. Very tiny bath. We put in a white bathtub, Kohler bathtub, a white Kohler sink, a wall-mounted, which is becoming more popular, a wall-mounted white vanity. So it's intrinsic upon the next surface to have some color. So I'm going to show you some tiles that we're looking at that I just picked up today. Sorry about that. This first one is sort of a watery blue-green color, as you can see, and there's some texture in this tile. It almost has a striated look to it. There's even a little bit of a natural color in there, sort of a tan, but basically it's sort of a watery blue-green color, and this is proposed to possibly go on the floor. One thing to keep in mind when you look at tiles in a tile store or showroom is when they're not grouted, they really look quite different than they do grouted. So always keep that in mind. See if you can get a picture of what it looks like grouted and so on, because it makes a very big difference. And I'm going to show you in another tile an example of how different that is. But this was an option in an all-white bathroom that's going to give us this really nice sort of a patina-y blue-green-gray color on that white bath. Now with this, I would probably, there's not a lot of sheetrock in this bathroom, but what I would probably do is pick a color out of one of the tiles here and go match it, which you can do. That's one thing that people, I don't think that's readily available to them, is that you can go to any paint purveyor and you could bring something that you're inspired by, and they do have the ability to put that on the computer and have a match color, and you can get a sample of that match color and custom tint your paint. It doesn't really cost anything to do that. And then you get something that's very intrinsically yours and goes exactly with your theme. In this case, I love this watery blue. Probably somewhere here in the spectrum, I would pick a color that would coordinate with this tile and then carry it up the wall. When you keep your colors consistent, you make a space seem bigger. When you want a space seem smaller, you do what I said before, which is color blocking and isolate different areas and different colors. I did some work years ago in J&J corporate spaces, and they had big spaces, and they wanted me to make them seem smaller. So what I did was I picked a palette of colors that they liked, in different areas were painted different saturated colors, and it brought it in a little bit and didn't make it so ominous. Same thing is true for small spaces. Keep the colors similar in nature, and the space will seem more put together and bigger in space. All right, now I'm going to show you another tile that I thought was kind of pretty. This is a glass tile. The first glass tile I showed you was sort of obscure looking. It wasn't sort of a shiny tile. So the next one I'm going to show you is, I would probably do this in more of a splash in a bathroom. And then this one is sort of a watery blue too, but it's lighter. And as you can see, this is a clear glass. So when you're working with clear glass, it's very important that the person that's doing this is very skilled at it. And the reason is that you can see, because it's clear glass, you can see what's behind it. So it's very important if you're installing clear glass on a mantle, if you're installing it on walls, if you're doing a backsplash, whether you're doing flooring, if the glass is clear, what you want to make sure is that when they put the thin set down, that they have a trowel that goes very smooth, that they get it down with the lines, but then they want to have it be smooth because you will see what's underneath those clear glass tiles. So somebody knows what they're doing is very important. And in fact, when you do glass tiles, often you put them on backwards. It's very interesting the way that works. You really have to be skilled and know what you're doing with those specific types of tiles. So now I'm going to show you something a little bit different. I'm going to show you what a grouted tile looks like in this case. This happens to be sort of a rich teal, and there's some texture to this tile if you can see it up close, but this is grouted with a standard white grout. And certainly changes very much how a tile looks when it's grouted, as you can see by this example. In this example, the floor is going to be the color. This is going to be sort of a gray and white bathroom, and our pop is going to be the floor color. Also, you know, you don't have to commit with a floor with tile to bring in some color. You certainly could use this as an accent color. Perhaps you do this in the center, maybe do a shape around it and bring the same tile in, the one by ones, or those are a little bit less than one by ones, in white, and then just inlay a color in it. And that sets the pace for adding color. If I was going to do mostly of a white floor and one by ones, inlay some of that teal color, I picked a nice lighter version for towels, for a wall color, maybe a terrific shower curtain that has some of that color in, and then layer, and that's the way to take a neutral backdrop and then bring in a pop of color. Okay, we're going to go to our last set of commercial messages. A lot more to talk about here on Hunterdon and Chamber Radio.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon and Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses.
Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company, trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I am a home stager, a contractor and interior designer for the past 21 years, working on many, many homes in the tri-state area. Restaurants. I've done some wonderful restaurants right here in Bridgewater Thai Kitchen on Prince Rogers. I did that. That was challenging because we had 3 days to redo it. We sort of skim-coated the 70s paneling, and we came up with beautiful colors and brought in blues and golds and really sort of transformed that space by the use actually of color. That was a jumping off point for them with their linens and the carpeting that we did in the space, and really sort of set the pace by adding a pop of color in the space. I've done hotels. Right now we're working on a really interesting project. We're doing they've been guests on the show before. We're doing a restaurant in the Murray Hill Inn in New Providence called Moe's Bistro, which is a Mediterranean restaurant. And that restaurant is very orange, lots of oranges in the space. And I'm doing sort of the exact opposite. I'm bringing in grays and blacks to work with the orange and be a little bit more modern. We have some cool orange glass in the windows, but lots of bringing lots of gray tones in. And right now I'm building a bar in that space, and we're working actually right now on the bar stools, which are going to be a black painted bar stool, and we're going to do a really nice leather gray inset seat there. So it's going to be a really kind of good look. And that, if you ever want to check out Moe's Bistro and their new bar, that's 535 Central Avenue in New Providence, New Jersey. Look them up on the internet. They have 5-star ratings wherever they go. Really nice place to go. I've done lots of commercial places, hotels, restaurants, corporate spaces. People are looking to do corridors. I built a commercial spa in Bernardsville, New Jersey, called Spa Rejuve. And there we used a pop of plum. The building, we painted a really pretty green, and then we did pops of plum at the front door, and they carry throughout the space. So pops of color have been around for a while. We're seeing more of them now because that's how the design trend is going, because the backdrops are neutral, and I think they're going to continue to be neutral for a while. Lots of gray. Gray's not going away, people. But even if they sort of transition more towards taupes, which I think is probably the next thing, that will go back to grays and taupes and somewhere in between. The pop colors are just continuing to be more and more important. All right, our topic today is just that. It is pop colors and what to bring to the table. Again, there's lots of ways that you can add pops. Drapery is a great pop. Pillows are a great pop. Your rugs, your area rugs, are definitely a great pop of color. Art on the wall is a way to sort of travel. If you have gray walls or taupe walls, and bring in a beautiful, colorful piece of art. Sometimes it's the frame. Maybe you have a really amazing frame. Do you ever see a picture that wasn't that great, but it was the frame that really brought some color to the space? Another way to definitely do that. We were talking about bathrooms before we went into our break, and I showed you some wonderful tiles, teals and watery blues. Those are great colors, by the way. Blues and greens are really nice for bathrooms, particularly master bathrooms. They're sort of restful, and they're really sort of cool colors. By cool, I mean actually cool on the spectrum, but also they're restful colors, so very good for master bathrooms. Nice. The flip side to that is adding sort of maybe a pop of color, and as I said earlier in the show, I like orange as a pop color. So recently, the other day, in fact, I had a woman whose dining room, again, I painted gray, and I bought her a beautiful bowl. It was a silver bowl, and it was all dimpled. It had a really interesting look to it. And she goes, oh, what am I going to put in here? And I went out, and I just got some wonderful oranges. These are sort of faux oranges, and I filled this gorgeous silver bowl that was all dimpled, really big, with three bags of these faux oranges. And just that pop of orange in the center of the table, she was inspired by that. And she went out and got some linens that had a little pop of orange in it. And she got some wonderful goblets that the base of the goblet was that sort of orange and then a clear goblet. And even though the room was very neutral and very gray, had a textured gray area rug, just the little pops of the orange in a contemporary environment made that look amazing. And it had the room had a focus. And if you were to take a picture of that room, it was those things that your eye would be drawn to. So it actually makes those little things more interesting. It's the same thing I say with flowers. I'm a big fan of white or green flowers. And the reason being, when you take some of the heavy color out of it, you actually notice the little things in a flower. You notice the architecture of a flower. So again, color is a sense of balance. Pop colors are in right now, and that's where we're going with it. I'm more and more in love with that sort of Tiffany box blue. Do you ever go to Tiffany's and just take a look at the box, that classic blue? It pairs very well with gray, but I'll tell you, I'm really inspired with chocolate brown. And I do think brown is going to have a resurgence. You know, we've been doing gray for a long time. Now we have grayish. I have a feeling it's going to go towards taupe and then back to some browns again. I think we're going to see it with new pop colors. But brown is also a nice neutral that you can pop with colors. Chocolate brown and Tiffany box blue are absolutely stunning together. I really like them. I'm inspired by them. Chocolate brown and a blue-gray are a really inspiring pop color. Probably one of my single personal favorites is chocolate brown and that citrus pear green. That combination I absolutely love. Out in Reddington, New Jersey, I did a master bathroom. And even though all the surfaces were white, our pop colors, towels, accessories, and so on, shower curtain, window treatment, rug, all those surfaces were peridot green and chocolate brown. It was just striking, very dramatic to have those colors together. So it's not just the grays. I'm focusing on the grays today because they're the most popular colors, grays and grayish, but also a neutral like brown or even tans, a pop color is very important. Even red, if you have tans, reds are nice with that. And you can certainly do reds today as a pop color. We're not putting them on the walls anymore, but if you, let's say you have a neutral tan wall with white trim, boom, so some gray in there, and that will be very nice. Cobalt blue with tan, blue and tan really go very nicely together. That sort of lighter teal blue with the tan, very beach-like, very relaxing. The plum, very, very relaxing. Also, as a pop color that I haven't really talked about today, there's sort of a new pink coming into the scene. It's sort of a fleshy pink, more sophisticated, a beigey pink, and that could work with chocolate brown and pink are nice together. It could work with the beiges, and of course, pink and grays are a classic combination. Well, that's the end of our segment. I thank you for tuning in. We have a lot of guests coming up in the next couple of weeks, so watch us on social media and see what we have coming up. I do have in March my premiere of Design for the Times. So I'll give you the channels for that, and hopefully you'll watch that show as well. A lot of the shows will be related or extensions of what I do here in Flemington on WHCR. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Go outside, people. It's beautiful. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
Today was the first day back for students at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. This after a school shooting took the lives of 17 people there and injured many others. Broward County Schools Superintendent Robert Runcie talked about how the day went for students and what it was like.
Today we gave our students a lot of opportunity to get reacquainted. It felt like almost like a family reunion.
Services were held on Capitol Hill today for the man known as America's Pastor. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Reverend Billy Graham became only the fourth civilian to lie in honor at the U.S. Capitol, with President Trump and scores of other political leaders, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, delivering remarks.
Billy Graham lifted up our nation. not because he occupied the spotlight so masterfully, but because he knew he wasn't the one who belonged in it.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have.